we still have a massive amount of money that flows into Afghanistan. And we've been talking about this many, many times. This is necessary humanitarian aid. But I can see various different mechanisms that the Taliban in Afghanistan are setting up right now to tap into this humanitarian money, not to distribute it to Afghans, but to distribute it to themselves and potentially to their friends that they protect and harbor, i.e. international terrorist organizations, of which there are many, both focused on Central Asia, Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan is an example, but also focused on a global scale, like the Islamic State Khorasan province. So we need to make sure that if this money flows into Afghanistan, we have a clear understanding where it's spent, what it's spent on, and minimize the money that gets lost in the process. It's helpful both for the Pakistani population who desperately needs this money, but it's also a question of security. And so far, we do not have a sufficient amount of effective mechanisms to even understand how much money is getting lost.
So in other words, follow the money and you'll find the culprit. Another area I'd like to touch on in this conversation is the fact that often terrorist activities online are ignored, depending on the language that they're in. Specifically, an attack that took place January 30th in northwest Pakistan that killed almost 100.
The TTP, several of its accounts, so not just a spokesperson who said they weren't, but several other TTP, clearly marked TTP accounts on social media, are glorifying this attack, saying this is a revenge attack, this is wonderful, this should happen more often. So clearly violating the terms of service of absolutely every single platform that they're on. Yet, since this is not happening in English, it's happening in the local language, Urdu and Pashto, no one of those platforms deems to even look at this stuff, remove the content or suspend those accounts. Again, problematic things are not only problematic if they are posted in English, German, or European language. This is a society with a high level of violence. Incitement is wrong in America. It is also wrong in Pakistan. These platforms should finally step up to their global role and make sure they don't aggravate conflict and violence, even if it's not in America. It is their responsibility. If you earn global money, that's your responsibility on a global scale to make sure you don't exacerbate the things. And at the moment, social media is very much exacerbating the situation in Pakistan as far as this attack is concerned.
You know, your organization has been ringing this bell for years, but it seems as though the social media organizations are ignoring it, ignoring you. Have you seen anywhere where they've made any changes?
No, this is an easy thing. These accounts are not clandestine. They don't, they say clearly we are the Tehrik-e Taliban Pakistan, which is on the UN sanctions list. So every country sanctions these other terrorist groups. It is also on the US sanctions list, and all the big platforms are US companies. So it is a no-brainer to make sure if you make some free speech argument that somehow the TTP must be allowed to voice its concerns. Okay, if you want to go down that road, even for violent terrorists who kill people, fine. But then if they glorify a particular attack in which at least 100 worshippers are killed, then I don't know where your limits for free speech are in your mind.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. JJ Green, WTOP News.